So today we're doing a lesson number 306, and as I mentioned in the email, it's called The Line of Effort in the Stomach and Chest, that I said we're kind of keeping the ball rolling, right? So I'll explain that for the people that are first-timers or haven't been here for a while, what that means. So begin lying on your back. And you can leave, Leah, those glasses on, I know, because of your surgery, right? So lie on your backs with your arms long down by your sides, your legs long. And if you're new, I'll describe things, or, you know, if you haven't been here for a while. So what we've been starting with is paying attention to how we make contact on the floor on our back sides. And what we've been doing is putting dots behind the center of each shoulder blade and the center of each buttock cheek. And you make those four dots one color. So pick a color like yellow, and those four dots are yellow. And then you're gonna connect those dots with lines. And for whatever reason, I make the lines red. And so you've now created, in your imagery and thought, a rectangle on your backside, and what you're looking to understand and sense for yourself is this rectangle squared up, or is it a little bit askew, right? Is one shoulder blade, yeah, you getting that, Carol? That's right, Carol, right?
Yes.
Is one shoulder blade a little higher? It's like, oh, it's interesting. Or is one side a little shorter of the rectangle than the other, right? And this is just a way for you to observe yourself based on an image that we all know about what a rectangle is, quote, to be like, right? So if these lines are askew, it's like it gives you a sense of, wow, one shoulder is higher than the other. And why this is so important with your image, your self-image, is because often we don't know that one shoulder is higher than the other until we become aware of it. So as you sense those four points and those four lines, you're also going to sense how your arms are resting along your sides and how your legs are resting. And we've been working with a ball and rolling a ball, which we're going to continue with today. So before we go to that, I just would like you to sense the ease that you feel in your legs and, for example, like your hip joints, or is there tension there? Is there tension around your knees? And then the same with your arms. So is there any sense of tension in the shoulders or the elbows or the forearms? All right, so how do your arms, how are they able to rest along your sides? As well as how are your legs able to rest on the floor? And I forgot to say, I think today's date is July 7th, 2006. No, it's the 7th. Is it the 6th? Sorry. I'm moving too fast, huh? Sorry, the 6th. 2 days after the 4th. July 6th, 2016. So now you're going to become aware of your front side, okay? And we're going to put some dots on your front side to help now that we've done the back side. So if you could imagine putting two dots, let's say right here through your shoulders. So not the end of your shoulder, but these two bones are called your clavicles, and kind of where the clavicle and the shoulder bone enters. Okay, you're going to put dots there, right on the point here. Okay? And then you're going to have two dots where the center of your hips are. Yep. Right? So for sure now it's an askew triangle, right? Because the shoulders are wider than the hip dots. Right? And then so you're going to draw a line. So no, when I say hips, it's the center of the hip joint, right? So yeah, it's, so you're wider at the shoulders and you've got kind of like You know, so it's still considered like, I don't know what that shape is, geometry.
Rhomboid.
Rhomboid, yeah, something like that. So you're wider at the top, but it narrows, but it's not as narrow as right as a triangle. And you got your four lines. Because we're going to be rolling the ball amongst these four places, but we're going to put one more dot, and that's going to be in the center, what we worked with last week, right below where your sternum is, right at the end. So you can feel that if you want. So your sternum is the same as the breastbone and where it ends. So we're going to put a dot there. And it's kind of almost the center, if you think in your mind, measuring from the shoulder to there, and then from there down to your hip. It's a little longer to the hip, not quite the center, okay? So you're gonna have those points, and then these lines. So lines going from each shoulder blade to the sternum, so that you're gonna get a sense of how you're gonna roll the ball. So with that imagery, you're going to slowly slide your arms on the floor along your sides and bring your arms up into a V. Right, so this is what we did last week. So what's real important with your V, your arms are up in a V, right? So you don't want to be, we're not in football and we're not a goalpost. So a goalpost is the elbows are bent. So what that means is if your arms need to be a little wider out to have the elbows straight, that's okay. But I need you to have a V, not a goalpost. We'll do football in the fall. And then your palms are up, right? And we're gonna start with your right hand. And you're gonna imagine that a ball, like a tennis ball, is sitting in your right hand. And what we did last week is that we started to bring the back of the hand away from the floor so that this tennis ball is going to roll along your forearm and it's going to come to the elbow. And then you're going to have it roll back to the hand. So we're just going to do from the right palm to the right elbow and then roll it back. So a lot of this, like for you, Carol, is a lot of thinking in your mind. These are small movements, right? So you were doing beautiful. It's just, yeah, it's like, oh, okay. What would it take in my mind? I'm imagining this ball to like have it roll and then I've got to stop it there and I want it to go back, right? Yes, perfect, Carol. Because then we're going to continue on. That's it, Nancy. That's it, Corinne. And having your legs long, spread apart comfortably, have your legs in a little bit of a V, that's it. So now you're gonna work that ball towards that area where the shoulder blade and the clavicle meet. So how do you get the ball to roll there? Beautiful, Carol. And then you want the ball to roll back to your hand, right? So at this point, the back of your hand, nice, Corinne, the back of your hand and forearm is starting to move away from the floor, right? And even the elbow, beautiful. So we start to make, even though our arms are in a V, you start to make an arc with the arm, right? Your arm is no longer straight to get some rolling, and then you arc it back to the floor. And then what's most important as we're doing this is where your mind is. So the more that you can really create the image and the sense of this tennis ball rolling all the way to the top of your shoulder and clavicle and rolling back, the greater the benefit. Yeah, so here, Leah, it's got to be a straight.
It's the sick hand that won't take
it. Yeah. Yeah, so just think here. So just think this ball, let me do it for you. It's okay. Here, and it's gonna roll like this. And then it's gonna roll back.
Oh, no.
And then it's going to roll. And then eventually, this will lift a little like this to start going into your chest. And then we lower back. Excellent. Did you get this for your birthday? No? It's very pretty. That's it. So let's uncross your legs. Can you uncross the knee?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me get a pillow.
Oh,
so
that'd be good.
Be out here and think like this.
Mm-hmm.
And notice your breath and your breathing. So there's often times when we're focusing like this that we start to hold our breath. So just make sure that you are breathing. Let's put both knees. Lift this one up. There. Okay, there.
Oh, that's much better. Thank you.
You are so welcome. That's it. Beautiful, Nancy. So as you start to approach the shoulder, the next place is the ball is going to roll all the way to that sternum. So there's this, you know, a small amount of the right side of your chest becoming like, I'm going to say concave, right? And again, most of this is in your mind. It's in your thought. It's your ability to create the image. And then once you create the image, it's happening. It's so subtle. But you want to keep this ball on that path, that line of effort path. So it's not falling off you, it's not going anywhere, but exactly where you take it. And once it gets to your chest, then you want it to roll back to the right hand. So as you're thinking this, so what happens with your body when you're in your mind at this level is that you are actually creating the little synapses to fire the muscles to organize to move, right? Imagery is everything about how our brain operates. Without the imagery, it's no good. Now, you're going to continue just a little longer, and as you do, can you ask yourself, is there any place in yourself that you're clenching or holding tension? Maybe your jaw. Beautiful, Carol. First place you went. Maybe her jaw. Are you holding somewhere? Often when we're focusing at this level, we clench, we hold. Can you soften what you discovered that you're clenching or holding? Because that's unnecessary effort. It's not doing anything in regards to the ball rolling. Beautiful. Okay, let's let all that go. You're gonna slowly bring your arms down by your sides, so you can rest and just notice what feels different with the right arm, the right shoulder, the right side of your chest, how the right shoulder blade is resting. And then maybe roll your head a little bit to the right and left slowly, sensing how the movement of your head feels right now. Excellent. Okay, so slowly and gently, let's slide your arms along your sides, bringing them back up to the V. And again, it's real important that you do what's right for you, because I know there's some shoulder injuries in here and stuff like that. So really be comfortable in the shoulder joint, keeping the elbow straight, and that you sense a line going from the back of the hand to the back where the elbow is, to the shoulder, right? And then the front side, the top of your palm to the elbow, to that left shoulder blade, clavicle area, and then the line's gonna continue over to the sternum, right? So it's like this straight line. And you're gonna start with the ball in your left hand, right? And you're gonna have it just roll down to the elbow, very controlled, and then you roll it back. You're just gonna go to the elbow and back to the hand a couple times before we go to the armpit area, right? Where the clavicle is. And just in this smaller movement, observing and noticing for yourself, again, your breath and your breathing, the sense of ease. And then progressing past the elbow, again, down to where that left clavicle and left shoulder blade meet. And you control the ball, and then it rolls back to sit into your left palm. So the movement is slow, gentle, and you see this tennis ball rolling, and you see how you can keep it from falling off you. And now we're going to progress, and we're going to let the ball roll now to the sternum, right? Left hand past the left elbow, past the left clavicle and shoulder blade. So the left side of the chest becomes a little concave, right? To let the ball get to the sternum. But then you got to kind of pop up the sternum so the ball will start rolling back towards the armpit and the elbow and the hand. Right? And 90% of this is in your thought, in your imagery. And then the other 10 to 20% is in this small range of movement. Beautiful, you guys. Excellent. And let's slowly let that go. Slowly bring your arms by your side to rest. And during this moment of resting is to ask yourself and notice what feels different. How are you sensing yourself now? How is your breath and your breathing in your chest? Okay, so from here, we're going to change it a little bit, is that we're going to bend your knees, bring your feet to standing, right? And this is where we go to having the tennis ball more working through. It talks about your chest and stomach, right? So you bring your feet to that good standing position. So your heels are lined up with the dots in your buttocks, right? If your feet are too close together or too far apart, it's no good. So Carol, sense your feet. They're too close together, right? Make them in a good standing, so spread them a little bit apart where those heels are lined up with your buttocks. And notice what you're doing with your right foot. Do you feel how you become pigeon-toed with your right foot? So straighten your right foot. Bring your right toes out to the right. Yeah. Could you feel that? So do you have knee issues on that side or hip issues? Okay. Okay, so your feet are lined up. You got your heels lined up, right? So with your legs bent like this, remember we put two dots on the front where the hips are? And then you got the two dots with the clavicles and the shoulder blades, and then you have the dot with the sternum. Right? So we're now going to start the tennis ball up in the right shoulder blade clavicle area. And we're just going to have it roll from the right to the left shoulder blade and clavicle. So again, it's learning to, you're kind of making like a, almost like a bowl on the front side of yourself, like a rectangular bowl. So to move the ball from the right clavicle shoulder blade to the left, right, you're going to have to curve and arc a little bit and then roll it back, right? And you don't want it to go down to the sternum. You want to keep it across. Yeah. So, yeah, there you go. Probably had you move it out too much. Nice, Nancy, right? So you're rolling, and then you roll it back. So that means you, you know, it's like curling up. It's like if you took a flat piece of paper and put it on your kitchen counter. And right now you're taking the upper edges, and you curl one edge, you know, and the other side stays flat. And then as the ball would get there, then you start to curl up the other edge, right? And then the center of the paper, it's like a hammock, would become a little bit concave, right? Does that make any sense? You're just rolling it from one clavicle to the other. And this is the top of the clavicles that meet the shoulder blades, right? How do you, and then you've got to keep it in that area. You can't let the ball roll off a shoulder. And again, how is your breath and your breathing? Beautiful. Okay. Now, let's pause with that. We could pretend that the ball now sits where your throat is. And we're going to roll the ball from your throat down to your pubic bone. And then you're going to roll it back up. So that means you can go ahead and lift your head. That's it a little bit. Right? Because you need to roll the ball down. No, the other way, Corinne. So you would lift into your chest and you'd peel your shoulder blades up, right? You got to make your chest concave to roll down to the pubic bone. Lift your head. Nope, head. Yeah. Get it down to your pubic bone. And now that it's there, now you lower back down and lift your tailbone a little bit and soften the chest. So your chest has to stay soft the whole time, right? To roll from your throat to your pubic bone. Right? So whatever two points you're rolling the tennis ball from, you're creating an arc. Does that make sense? Right? An arc, or like kind of like, you know, I think of an arc, a sliver of a moon, whatever image you need. So the chest needs to stay soft and folded. That means the shoulders roll up no matter what, right? The shoulders stay curled up, and then you lift the tailbone and you lift the head because you want to keep the ball in that center path, right? If you don't keep the shoulder blades curled a little bit, the tennis ball could go off the side of your throat. This should be, Marlene, your expertise. Of curling those shoulders forward, right? So the more...
I'm trying not to curl my shoulders.
Well, okay, but here's the thing. Here's the thing. The more that you curl the shoulders forward, guess what happens? This is the greatest... It's not a trick, but I say the word trick. It is the greatest phenomena of this method. Because when you take a habit and you go into the habit more... Again, this is about the brain. Just coming back to the habit means opening up. And it's all about what the brain understands. right? So what people think if their shoulders are curled forward, oh, I got to pull them back. Oh, I got to pull them back. What I do is I take people more rounded, round, 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 because as you unround, you will actually open up more. Okay? It's a crazy phenomena, and it's what's happening in your brain. So you go past your habit, because then when you come back, the experience is uncurling. Do you understand that? So curl more. This is where they don't understand with like kids that have cerebral palsy. Like their arm is bent up and they yank at it and it never wants to release. So when I take a child with CP and their arm's curled up, you curl it even more. You curl, 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 and then they just want to uncurl because it's what the brain understands. And then it doesn't hurt. But if you take an arm like this and you do this, it's total misery for them. Doesn't make any sense, right? So if something's tight, in a way, if you contract it more, it finally can let go. That's it. Okay, let's let it go. Why don't you straighten your legs and we'll take a rest. I'll let you know right when it's time. 10:30, right? Okay. So you don't have to worry about it. I'll take over worrying for you because I have the clock over here. Yeah, so feel now, based on what I said, Marlene, feel if it feels a little more open. Great, wherever you're feeling it. Okay, so let's bend your knees again. We'll stay in the same position. So we've gone from left to right with the shoulder blade area, and then we went from your throat down to the pubic bone. This time, let's put the ball, let's start it up under your throat, for example. But we're gonna make a rectangle, kind of, right? So let's go from your throat over to your left shoulder and clavicle, and you got to curl it in to keep it from rolling off, and then it's going to go down to the left hip, right? And your head's going to be involved to lift just a little bit, right? And so it's going to go left hip and then go over to the right hip, and right hip up to right shoulder blade and clavicle, and then from the right shoulder blade and clavicle across the clavicles over to the left, right? And so you got to, Carol, you're doing beautiful. You got to keep this ball, right, rolling. It's kind of like this rectangular bowl, right? So no edge can completely lie down or the ball is going to roll off, right? So you kind of keep this concave, right? That's it, Carol. That's it, Carol. She's getting it. So you kind of keep everything a little bit up and suspended to roll the ball. Right? All four points have got to kind of be up and rolling the ball. Beautiful, Corinne. And how can you find the ease in this with your head? Right? So can you keep your head up a little bit? Keep your head suspended in your shoulders and now go through a cycle of rolling the ball. So Nancy, if you can keep it up. That, because this has got to fold. So the more that you, yes. That's it. There you got it. Just see if you can do one lap. It's like a track. That's it. Do one lap and then let it all go and rest. And I promise you, if this is hard for your neck, it has to do with this chest area, your ability. You know, it's not just folding in the shoulders, but it's sinking in the center of your back and spine. Some of us curl in the shoulder, but we're rock solid in the chest. So your back has to really round. Beautiful. That's it, Marlene. And then just take a break. So we're going to just play with it a little longer. What you do is you try a little bit and take a break. It is hard. What makes it hard is when there's a part of you not participating. So when you start to find the ease of it, it means more of your whole self. Right? But some people think rounding their chest, and Marlene, you're kind of in this category, right? It's just curling the shoulders forward. This is curling the shoulders forward. Softening the chest. Yes! It's a difference. You see the difference? Right? And then when the chest softens, the shoulders don't curl so far forward. That's it, Corinne. You're getting it. Carol, you're doing awesome. Okay, that's a lot of work. Let's rest it. Rest your legs. Lie long. Take a moment to observe and notice how you're resting on your back now. The four dots and four lines on your back. Roll your head a little bit to the right and left. So really observe now how you're resting, right? So as you're creating this like round kind of like, or rectangular, sorry, bowl on the front side, and then you come back to resting, do you get more open on the front side now?
Yeah, it feels like
right?
There's more of my mat off the floor.
Right? So we're going to try it another way. So go ahead and bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And then you're going to bring your knees into your chest. This will make it easier, Nancy. So you're going to bring each hand below each kneecap. Okay? And let your knees be a little bit spread. So Leah, kneecap. Think kneecap, not under the knees, but kneecap. There you go. And let your knees be spread apart comfortably. Okay? So we're going to bring the tennis ball back. Let's start the tennis ball where the right shoulder and clavicle is. And you're going to roll it a little bit to the left. And it's going to roll down to the left side of your belly and hip and then over to the right. And then from the right back up to the right shoulder, right? Same thing we just did, but now you're holding your legs. So you kind of roll along your back. That's it, Carol. And you're going to have to then eventually lift your head. That's it. Right? So just think you're making this round container on the back side. That's it, Nance. There. So it'd be like something like this. And rest. Yeah, good. So it's like this.
I have a muscle in the middle of my back that is just...
Doesn't surprise me.
Front, I do.
Rest. That's it. That's it, Corinne. Beautiful. That's it, Leah. Nice. Beautiful, you guys. Right? Roll that ball. Keep it contained. How do you keep it? It's like making a basket, whatever works. You've got a basket, something on the front side, right? And now let's change the direction. Let's try going the other direction. Nice, Marlene. There you go. Nice, Carol. Beautiful, Corinne. That's it, Leah. You're doing great. Excellent. Okay, now let's let that go. Legs long, arms long, and just feel now, what does your chest want to do when you come to resting? Does everything want to open up on the front side? Do your dots and lines on the backside, does your rectangle actually widen and lengthen, get bigger? Pretty trippy, huh? Right? All of a sudden, you widened yourself. And just notice how your arms are resting along your sides and your legs. Slowly roll your head a little bit to the right and left and feel the quality of rolling your head now. No, I have no control of it. So, do you want to move up here? I know. I have no control of, you guys, I'm sorry, but I have no control of this ridiculous blower. So, I know, it's hard to hear sometimes. It comes and goes. I wanted to get you to that point. How does it feel?
It definitely, that spot in my back is starting to let go a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, you could even play with this on your own. Mm-hmm. This curling, because then when you let go, it uncurls.
Yeah.
This is a really good, you know, between now and next week when I see you Tuesday to play with. But yeah, it's time for you, Drew, to go.
Yes.
That time, yeah. Okay, so we're gonna, from here, we're gonna roll onto your stomach. So this is gonna be a little bit feeling like the opposite, right? We did all this folding and now it's gonna feel like you're gonna go convex with your chest. So your arms are long and you're gonna look for a way to create your V, right? So it's the same V with your palms down. That's it, Nancy. And if you can, your forehead down. So you want to have those elbows straight. That's it. And let's start with the right hand. So now the tennis ball is going to be on the back side of the arm and hand, right? And you're going to roll it from the back of the right wrist to the right elbow to the shoulder blade. And we did a little bit of this last week. And then you can even go from the shoulder blade now to the center of your back, right? Exactly where you were on the front side with your breastbone. It'll feel right where your bra line is on the back. And then you're going to roll the ball back from that area. Nice, Nancy. All the way back down to the back of your right hand. That's it, Carol. Now let's see if we can find. Even if you do it like this, Leah,
yeah.
Then you just do from here to here to here. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so don't force it. Is that okay like
yeah,
that? Yeah. Good. Yeah, so go here and roll the ball to here and roll back. Beautiful. That's it. Nice, Nancy. Right? So do you see now we're changing? We're going convex, right, with the chest, right? We folded on the chest before when we were in the other position, and now the chest is going convex. Super nice, Carol. Excellent. And now, can you let that go. You guys are doing this so well. Let's go to the left arm. So let's put the tennis ball on the back of the left hand, and then you're going to go from the left hand to the elbow, to the left shoulder blade, to the center of your back. Here, I'm going to put these like kind of in front of your head there. Beautiful. That's it. So now you can feel it a little bit more here, like there, Leah. Excellent. Great. Okay, so now let's pause with that, and why don't you just relax your arms? So if you want to put your arms under your forehead, or just find a position that it's comfortable to take a break, or you can bring your arms down by your sides. Turn your head to one side. And in fact, let's go ahead and put your left ear on the floor. So everybody's got the left ear. And we're going to continue with changing your head now so that your head is with your left ear, and then we'll go to the right ear. But bring your arms up again. Okay? And now this time, we're going to start the ball where the back of the left shoulder is, and it's going to go from the left shoulder to the right shoulder and then back over to the left. Well, let's just roll it left shoulder, right shoulder, right? So you're making this kind of arc. Beautiful, Nancy, in the upper back. If anything, bring your arms just straight out to the side. Make your arms equal, Leah. So now bring your left arm down so it's straight out to the side. Left arm. That's your, yes. Like that. Yeah, so your arms can be down like that, and now roll along the back, left shoulder blade right. Exactly, perfect. That's it, you guys. Beautiful. I think Carol really likes this lesson. It's fun, isn't it? It's really, you know, if you can really get into it and you really pay attention to the ball, it's extraordinary what it does. You know, because that becomes the focus, and you're not thinking about changing yourself or loosening something or relaxing something. That's it. Okay, let's pause for a moment just so you can turn your head, and let's try the same thing with the right ear down so that your neck doesn't get stiff. But I know it's easier with your head turned instead of on the forehead. And then once again, let's go back and forth. Beautiful, you guys. Okay, so stay with the right ear down, and you're just going to pause for a moment. So we're going to start to make the rectangle, right? So you're going to go from, let's say if we have the ball on the back of the left shoulder to the right, down to the lower part of your right lower back and buttocks. You're going to catch it, and it's going to roll over to the left side, and then from the left buttocks up to the left shoulder. So again, you're going to keep the right ear down. And you're going to start rolling from the left shoulder to the right shoulder to right hip to left up to left shoulder, right? You're making like a rectangle, right? And so on the front side, you're like bowed out now. It's called convex, right? The arc is along the back side. And again, make sure that you're breathing, that you're not holding your breath or any tension. And maybe as you're progressing and doing this, just somewhere along the line, and I'll give you a hint, or along the roll, that perhaps when you're heading over to the left side, you could lift your head and turn your head so that the left ear is down, and then you just continue to make your rectangle along the back side. But that way your neck doesn't get stiff. So you just turn your head, and now you've got the left ear down. That's it. Okay. So let's let all that go, and let's have you go ahead and roll over onto your back to rest. A lot of work rolling balls. So when you come onto your back, yeah, let's get this under your knees again. Oh, you're welcome. Straighten, and I've got it.
There you go. Old knees.
So lying on your back, legs long, arms long, down by your sides, just notice now how you're making contact with the floor. What happened with those shoulder blades and your pelvis, your dots, your lines? How expansive the rectangle became. Notice the ease in which your arms now rest along your sides, right? So we've been working with these two directions of concave and convex with the upper back and lower back. And so somehow your arms have found the center inside the shoulder joint. Slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, noticing the quality of rolling your head to each side. And then finally, as you bring your head back to the center, it's just observing your breath and your breathing, and maybe we'll say the volume now in your chest, right? There's just kind of a natural expansion and contraction. And then slowly and gently, as you feel ready, you'll roll to a side, come to sitting, and then come to standing to observe how you feel from this lesson today.